Christine Anderson and Molly McHenry, and we're with Colonial Chemical. Today we are talking about formulation number 4034, and this is not really a super glamorous one. It's the antibacterial hand soap.
It's very glamorous.
Yeah, if you don't want any germs. So this one is DEA-free and triclosan-free. Why is it important to be triclosan-free now?
Well, the FDA banned triclosan and other active ingredients because they didn't have enough data to demonstrate their long-term safety and effectiveness. So we're using benzalkonium chloride as our active ingredient.
So this isn't like a pump foaming hand soap. This is just a nice hand soap that foams.
Right. It does have viscosity to it. And you could take out the thickener and make it into a pump foam hand soap if you wanted to do that. But this one has about 2,000 to 4,000 centipoise viscosity.
So we have the benzalkonium chloride in there to kill the germs. But then we also put our colipid C, which is the cocamidopropyl PG dimonium chloride phosphate. And that kind of like boosts whatever.
Yeah, we have seen that it can boost the efficacy of antimicrobial ingredient, but it's not a registered antimicrobial, so you can't make that label claim. You can't list it as an active ingredient, but it doesn't hurt to improve the efficacy of the benzalkonium chloride.
And then it also feels nice on the skin, because like antibacterial hand soaps, you think like they're going to be like drying on your skin.
Right, so the colipid C is also skin conditioning.
So, Molly.
So?
I've noticed there's no anionic in here.
Oh, did you? Well, that is because benzalkonium chloride is a quaternary, so we didn't want an anionic to negatively interact with that. The colateric CBS is providing the cleansing and the foam in this one.
So talk about Col Liquid DC, which is our Cocamid Dipa, and I don't think we have covered that one when we talk about like shampoos and body washes.
Yeah, though. So this is a DEA-free version of Cocamid DEA. So it comes in liquid form, water soluble, really easy to work with. And in this formula, it's providing some skin emolliency and also stabilizing the foam.
And is this hand soap easy to put together? Fairly?
Yes, this is an easy one. Most of the ingredients are very easily water soluble. There is a step where you have to heat it to get the peg to go in, but other than that, it's very easy.
And then the peg is thickening?
Yes.
So what else could you put in here if you wanted to make it peg free?
There are other alternatives out there. One would maybe be hydroxypropyl methyl cellulose. That's the one that we use in our clear micellar conditioner.
Okay. So this is the antibacterial hand soap. Pretty straightforward. It is formulation number 4034, and it is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulation. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.
Chief, will you speak? Speak! Good boy!
Was it still recording? Good boy, Chief.
That's perfect, too.
That was a good bark. Now we can go home.